Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3 o'clock in the Southland. A live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland.
Oh, I know. Did you just go a little Olivia Newton-John on us there, Chris?
The late, great Olivia Newton-John.
Magic by Olivia Newton-John. Yeah. If you are writing down our Yacht Rock songs, because you want to win those Tier 1 Mandy's tickets. Ooh. Tier 2 are still on sale. We've been selling now since 10 a.m., so about 5 hours.
Yep.
No, actually 10:30. So 4.5 hours. We got about, I think the list is 70 tickets left. Of the Tier 2 tickets, the green ones.
What are you guys doing?
Go to ESPNLA.com.
There are 70 tickets left.
Yeah. You want to be there, don't
it's
you?
It's the party of the year.
Party, party, old party.
Biggest event we do all year is the Mandy Awards.
Saturday, June 10th at the Commerce Casino. Get in there. Press the flesh. Buy those tickets, Jack. Don't you want to be able to see Steve Mason in his full regalia?
Oh.
Regalia.
That's I don't know. I'm going to go big this year.
Well, and you're going to have to be nude for part of it.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. I did it once.
I want diamond underwear.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Diamond underwear.
I want them
They
bedazzled.
Probably have those on Amazon.
I will come over to your house and bedazzle your undies.
Do not. I don't want you anywhere near
I will
my
say
underwear.
Mace.
Come over to your house once and bedazzle your undies. Jorge, that's a drop.
That is a drop.
Mace,
that is a drop.
I'll come over. You slide them right off. You get into the hot tub. I'll bedazzle them right there. I'll pour some nice red wine. And then, bam! Who knows what the night could happen?
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
You never know till you never know till you
no,
try.
No, I know. I don't need to try.
For $100?
Oh, well, $100.
Wait, for $100, I'll do it. What are we doing?
Bedazzling your underwear, apparently.
I'll bedazzle your undies.
For $100, I'll wear bedazzled underwear for $100.
Go to ESPNLA.com. Get those tickets. We want to sell this thing out before Shitano and Cap get on the I almost said the underwear, but get on the air.
Yes.
Caffey's doesn't wear underwear usually when he comes in here on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can vote, too.
Oh, yeah, vote.
Go vote.
Go to ESPNLA.com,
hey guys,
and you can vote.
Vote for Jorge.
Vote for Jorge.
Again.
Associate Producer of the Year.
Si.
Bergman, Producer of the Year.
Hey,
will he pull off the upset this year and beat Producer Lindsay?
Bergman
it is an upset
claims
if I do.
That he's not voting for himself.
I did not vote for myself.
You gutless, Bergman.
I did. Yeah. I voted for myself.
Did you? Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Good. I'm voting
everything
for myself.
Everything Mason in Ireland I voted for.
So yeah. The big category, the different category this year is Bit of the Year.
Mm.
Now, this is corporate the selections.
Yes.
Corporate Greg pies Mason the face at the 909.
Oh, that's a classic. That's
Mason
a
wins the tortilla slap challenge.
That was brutal.
That was good.
Mason versus Kaplan, the twerk-off at Bastards Canteen.
Yes.
Ooh.
Producer Emily breaks down after the UVA tournament loss at Yamava.
Oh, yeah, she did melt down.
Eastside Cappy taco tour with Better Duran.
That's a nice bit.
Kaplan's response to Mason's streak to be determined because you could select Mason's streak in underwear through the ESPNLA office yelling 576.
So, wait a minute.
So
Kaplan hasn't actually done anything yet, but he's nominated for Bit of the Year for the thing that he might do?
Because you could also vote for Hey King. So Cappy has two possibilities.
Okay.
But you can bet on what he's going to do to respond.
What has he got?
What if he comes in here full buff?
Does anybody have a topper?
In boots.
What if he
I
goes
don't
full
know if
buff?
There is a topper. Is there a topper?
I think there's a topper. I think it's a topper if he goes full buff.
Oh, sure. If he goes full buff, that probably is a topper. But I can't imagine.
I can't imagine.
I feel like you get fired for the full buff.
No chance. Yeah. That's I'm sorry to say, but that's a fireable offense.
it is a
I should hope so.
Yeah. That's not cool.
Mackerel.
We'll just put him in a mental institution afterwards.
Vote now at ESPNLA.
It's only a matter of time with him.
Vote now at ESPNLA.com.
Yeah, do your voting. Vote for Jorge.
See, again.
Bro, I really want to see Bergman win.
Why?
Because you've done an excellent job this year. I think you've had.
I appreciate it.
I think you've had your best year. Like yesterday, for example, Ireland. Bergman filled in. We had multiple fill-ins. Shadano was great. Cappy was great. Bergman did a really good job yesterday as an on-air host filling in for you while your equipment didn't work.
I appreciate it, but that's not producing.
Yeah.
I expect nothing less.
No, but I mean, I thought you delivered. Plus, you're doing your dance party hoe down on your phone.
It's called the Blue Review.
I've been working with them. I've been air checking, as we say,
it look
with
good?
The Blue Review. I don't know about looks. I just about sound.
Sound. You getting there, Bergie?
Does it sound better?
It does sound better. He's more confident. He was letting Clinton Yates beat him around like a rag doll.
Well, I was going to say, Clinton Yates has a very high words per minute. I was surprised Bergman got anything in there.
He's actually been really, really good, and he watches every game, and he allows me to
go when I want to. Well, God forbid that you watch games when you have to come and do sports radio.
That's crazy, right?
What a crazy thought.
But he's been really good about it. When I needed a day off when I was sick, he was made sure to have everything. He was prepared. It was really good.
That's great.
He was great.
Ireland, what did you want to... the worst take ever, right?
Okay, so the NFL draft's coming up.
Yes.
And so everybody's digging up old takes about the NFL draft.
Yes.
And in 2014, that was the year that Johnny Manziel was coming out in the draft, and it was much debated over where he should go. And Merrill Hodge, who was working for ESPN at the time, basically went on the record and said, anybody who takes Johnny Manziel in the first round is crazy. This guy is a fifth or sixth round pick at best. I might not even draft him. He just doesn't have NFL talent, and he's going to be a bust. And somebody found this take. This is when Skip Bayless was working at ESPN. And here was Skip's response to Merrill Hodge about Johnny Manziel in 2014.
Merrill Hodge, with all due respect, you have never, ever been more wrong in your assessment of a football player than you just were about Johnny Manziel. Not only will Houston forever regret if they don't take Johnny with the first overall pick, but he won't be a bust. He's going to be a franchise player. He's going to be a star. He will make Pro Bowls. Cliff Kingsbury, do you know Cliff, or have you crossed his path? Cliff played some pro football. He was Johnny's quarterback coach as a freshman, now the head coach at Texas Tech. When I asked Cliff, will these skills translate to pro football, he chuckled for about a minute at me on the phone. Chuckled. He said, Skip, he's going to be a star.
Okay, so obviously Merrill Hodge was right, and Skip could not have been more wrong.
Exactly.
It got me to thinking, what is that for us? What have we been incredible? I'll give you a couple from me.
Okay.
I tend to overrate UCLA athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember first in 1995 when Ed O'Bannon led UCLA to the national championship.
Yes.
I said, Ed O'Bannon should be the first pick in the draft. Ed O'Bannon's going to have a 20-year NBA career. And he's going to be great. And I don't know what else this guy would need to do other than put UCLA on his back and lead him to the national championship. He ended up getting drafted, I think, eighth. I think he went to Dallas, and he fizzled out right away. Like, I could not have been more wrong. I did the same thing with Cade McNown. When Cade McNown came out, I said, I watched Cade McNown play 4 years quarterback at UCLA. This guy's just a winner. And the Bears took him in the first round, and Cade McNown was out of the league in 5 years. Could not have been more wrong about either one of them. What is that for you?
For me, it actually,
Steve, who wins the AFC West this year?
Well, five words for you. I believe in Mark Sanchez.
Oh, no.
Could there have been a worse take? Seriously.
Yeah.
I don't think
you
Mark
had
Sanchez,
one worse than that.
Mark Sanchez never played a game for the Broncos, and I had them winning the division because five words, I believe in Mark Sanchez, and you hear Jen Latta say, oh, no.
Yeah, Jen was right. You were wrong.
Yep.
I think the one that pops into my head about something that you could...
Oh, I know which one. When I said, I'll take Yasiel Puig over Mike Trout.
Yeah, you said, right now, moving forward, Yasiel Puig will have a better career than Mike Trout. And
genius.
I actually saw the road you went down. Puig was flashier. He was more
entertaining.
Fun. He was box office.
Yep.
Vin Scully called him the wild horse.
Yes.
There was no reason to believe that Yasiel Puig was going to fizzle out, but he did. And Mike Trout is just as steady of a baseball player as you'll ever see. Bergman, what's this for you? What's the worst professional take you've ever had?
How about this one? Memphis and six.
That's what I was going to go with if you let me finish my sentence. But, yeah, that's looking like it's going to be the worst one that I've ever had.
Well, you're not dead yet.
No, I don't want to be wrong. I want to be dead.
He's dead.
Jorge, worst professional take ever.
Oh, man. I don't think I've ever made one, official like that. Like, call something.
Been that wrong about anything?
I really don't take them. My best one was Argentina winning the World Cup, though. I called that one.
You did call that one, but that's not the bit. You understand the bit is when you did the wrong thing, not the right thing.
Hmm. Yeah. Are we interrupting your lunch?
I mean, Jorge is just eating here.
I'm thinking. By the way, if you do this for a living, if you have a talk show,
yes,
you're going to be wrong.
Correct.
If you're not wrong, you're not taking enough swings.
Yep, I agree.
Because, I mean, we're paid to give opinions, and sometimes those opinions are going to be wrong. I know people tend to hate Skip. I don't. I've never hated Skip. He's always been really nice to me. And I think that Skip just missed. People miss all the time.
I think Skip's a nice guy. I can't stand him on the air.
Yeah, a lot of people are in your – hold your position.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a nice guy, met him a couple of times, seems really cool. On the air, drives me nuts.
What drives you nuts about him?
He's just
giving opinions.
Yeah, but he gives the same ones over and over again. Like, he's got those themes, like the LeBron James theme that he goes over and over about LeBron James, overrated, not a good player, not a champion.
Well, that's why they have Shannon Sharp next to him to make him look bad.
Right, but you see what I'm saying? Like, Skip is saying ridiculous things, like ridiculous stuff about LeBron James that is patently false, and he's, despite the evidence, sticking with the opinion.
Do you think he actually believes his takes?
He can't believe his takes.
No, he doesn't, right?
Right. I mean,
so that means it also makes it fake.
It makes it fake, right. There's a lot of fakery there, which I don't like. Like, hot takes are great when they're real. When they're made up, I think they tend to be silly and unfounded. And I think a lot of his are silly and unfounded.
Yeah, well, maybe.
One that I used to have was, I thought Reggie Bush was going to be an absolute superstar and a Hall of Famer.
He was pretty good, Greg.
He had moments, but he wasn't as great as he came out. He was supposed to be one of the best running backs ever.
I thought Matt Barkley was going to be a star.
Yeah.
I definitely thought Matt Barkley was. I thought Matt
USC
Leiner was
going to
be a
never
star.
Yeah,
I actually thought, taking a page off of your Reggie Bush take, Greg, I thought Reggie Bush was going to be the next Marshall Faulk.
Exactly.
He had that mold. I was in San Diego as a TV reporter when Marshall Faulk came through San Diego State, and I only had that feeling one other time, and it was watching Reggie go through USC. And I think he got drafted second that year.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Williams got taken first in that draft, and Reggie went second to the Saints, and I thought Houston was going to rue the day they passed on Reggie. Didn't turn out that way.
Mario Williams wasn't all that great either.
No, not at all. Coming up next for you, John, let's do this. Did you see the Rams made a trade today? We'll fill you in on that.
Plus, thank God.
Plus, I read a big article about the Rams are doing and what they got cooking. We'll do that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland.
I don't think I know this one.
John?
Captain Antonio?
No.
Sonny and Cher?
No. Little Yacht Rock. I don't know if John's maybe.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Checking out a Memphis Hot Zone.
No. I'm going to Gus's for the second time tonight.
Oh, beautiful.
The over-under was 4.
Well, that's good.
No, 3.5.
Keeping track and you're writing these down, so yes, you can win those Mandy's
right,
2 tickets.
So can I take a shot, Chris?
Yes, of course.
I want to say Exile.
Close.
Mm.
Here comes the hook. Here comes the hook.
Okay.
No, this ain't the hook. Never mind. It's not the hook.
Oh, I know who it is.
Go ahead.
It's the Climax Blues
Band. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like blues, but it's the Climax Blues Band. Mm. Couldn't get it right. So write that down. Couldn't get it right, the Climax Blues Band, because in about 30 minutes,
yeah,
we're going to play the game. And if you're caller number 71 with the right list for the Yacht Rock, you could be in tier one. You can pick up a pair of tickets to Mandy's 2, almost sold out. Go to ESPNLA.com. Oh, sorry, 15 minutes, okay.
Chris, I think the song I was thinking about from Exile is Kiss You All Over.
Yes.
Wasn't that an Exile song?
It was, yeah. 1978. Yeah. Why 15 minutes, though? Because we're going to play a song at 3:30.
Well, no, because at 3:45 we do Game of Games.
Well, yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
Do Game of Games. Okay. Yeah, we have to get the people. Yeah, follow our rules.
So we're going to play a rejoin at 3:30.
Yes.
You're going to have to write that down, too. Then be caller
71. Then be caller number 71, exactly.
That's I always wanted to watch Berg. You have to go through 70 other calls.
I love doing
But it's not about caller
game.
71. We have to, because you have to get all these numbers.
You know what, Berg? You're gutless.
You're gutless with for caller number 71.
Start with caller 71 is ridiculous.
That's what it is.
Let's Chris, call number 71.
I don't care what he said. I'm
Greg's
going to
take Greg's going to take three calls and tell the third caller he's caller number 71.
We go by tens here. We go by tens here.
That's a violation.
When we say 71, we go by tens.
What you're saying is you can ask. I take every single phone call.
He does.
That's a violation.
It's funny to watch.
You can't fake the funk.
He goes through them really fast.
Yeah, you can't
fake
the funk. Number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6.
It's amazing.
Chris, that's a T-shirt.
Which one?
Can't fake the funk.
You can't fake the funk.
I'm going to write that down.
Write that down. That's a good
But
slogan.
He has to go fast. He'll be like, caller 10, by the way, don't miss the blue review. Caller 11, caller 12, blue review, don't go to YouTube right now. Caller 14.
Remember when we did 710 callers and we randomly put people up on the air?
Yeah, what were we giving away for that?
Something good.
It was a great prize.
Yeah, something we were no longer allowed to give away, I'm sure.
It was for a Mason Ireland t-shirt.
I was wearing it yesterday. Well, we can't give those away because nobody makes them anymore.
I have one in my office.
I've got like 6 of them at home.
I do not own a Mason and Ireland t-shirt.
I've got a pile. Now, it would be weird. I would never wear a Mason and Ireland t-shirt.
Yeah, that's true.
It would be very, very weird. To wear
Do you think
Mason
Clinton
Ireland
Yates
t-shirt?
Would wear a t-shirt that says Clinton
it's
Yates?
It's not part of the handsome man. Oh, no,
CY
would
do it.
CY would wear a handsome man.
He'd wear a t-shirt with his face on it.
It's the Handsome Man Association, right?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Hey, are we going to let Amanda take a new picture for Mandy promotion this year?
No.
We're going to use that same old one.
Well, Greg, you're fired.
It's a great photo.
It is not a great photo.
It is the worst,
it is the worst
picture of Amanda I have ever seen.
No, yeah. So, hold on.
And
yeah,
somebody.
Amanda, let's explain this.
So I feel assaulted by that picture.
Okay. On every table, there was like a standee with everybody from the station's picture on it. And the one with Amanda's face was,
Amanda, I thought it had to be a bit or someone pulling a joke on you. Did you ever get to the bottom of it?
Oh, yeah. It was Tommy Lamb.
Oh, was it?
Well, kudos to Tommy.
But
shouts out to you, Tommy.
It was definitely the before
and
in a
Carlo
before
was
in, before and after.
Carlo was involved too. So,
but here's the funny thing: there was a graphic for 3 days before talking about like the programming on that Friday because last year we did the show on a Friday,
right?
And there was the suit show, which was Greg, myself, and Amanda.
Yeah.
And the picture we used for Amanda there was one of the greatest pictures I've ever seen of her. It was like top notch. The lighting was perfect.
Oh yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. And then all of a sudden, because we hadn't seen the tape, what do they call them?
Centerpieces.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen them until we walked in that day, and I was like, well, this is an interesting picture.
Right. Yeah. And you didn't even notice, right?
I didn't even notice until you guys noticed, and then I was like, what the?
And we didn't even notice. Greg, can you go get one? There's one right there.
I was ready to assault somebody.
Amanda, I would have fired somebody over that.
It made you look plain.
I wasn't their boss.
Right? It made you look plain.
Well, it's because I had no makeup on. My hair is pulled back, and I'm making a funny face, like screwing around. Like, I wasn't even being serious. I don't know where that picture even came from, except that Carlo must have given it to him.
I didn't think you were even capable of taking a picture that bad.
Hold that up to the camera.
I've taken plenty of bad pictures. I also have a Twitter now with that photo.
This is so awesome.
Lower. Closer.
The Twitter is
closer.
Called Boss Amanda.
Right there. Yeah, so cool. If you guys want to see the picture, you can go to Twitter and look up Boss Amanda.
But is that your Twitter or
is that
a burner?
Oh, no, it's a burner, but I fully support the burner.
We all have burners.
You look like...
Oh, it actually says Boss Amanda wrote, "I love my pic."
You look like you looked when you had our last show meeting with us. Sort of a scowl.
Or anytime I have a meeting with you guys.
The best pictures on here are in the order of the top, which is Key, Mace, and Ireland. They're the best pictures on here.
It is true. By the way, on YouTube, they're using a picture from John Ireland's 40s, I think.
Really?
Yeah. You're like 45 in the picture they're using on the YouTube,
good.
John.
Go younger next time. Use one when I'm 25.
High school picture. So
Lisa sent out a picture the other day on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
where it was National Siblings Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
And so Lisa sent out a picture of her and her brother when she was in high school.
Nice.
My wife in high school looked like she was 25. It's ridiculous.
Really? She looked grown up when she was in high school.
Yeah. She's 16 in that picture. And she looks like a full woman.
A full grown up?
Yeah, she looks spectacular. But I go, you were 16? I go, did like people walk up to you and like treat you like you were 25? She goes, yeah, pretty much for my whole high school years.
I'm looking at this picture right now. So she started as a grown up.
Yeah. I mean,
I started as a little drip.
Where her brother looks what he is, which is like 12 in that picture.
Oh, yeah.
And Lisa's 16. Doesn't she look like 25 in that?
Yes, she does. She does.
It's ridiculous.
Lisa, beautiful woman. Beautiful woman.
One of my
favorite people.
Yeah, she likes you many days more than she likes
Very
me.
Very big fan.
So talk about the Rams trade, because I can't believe they got somebody to take this contract.
So, well, they sort of got somebody. They've been trying to trade Allen Robinson, the wide receiver they signed as a free agent last year, for about 2 months, 3 months maybe. Finally, they got Pittsburgh to take him. Now, here's the deal. The Rams are paying $10 million of his salary.
Okay.
And the Steelers are paying $5 million of his salary. And they're flipping some draft picks in the middle there. I think the Rams come away with an extra six-round draft pick. So they have 12 draft picks in this year's draft. But they finally do offload Allen Robinson, who was a bad match from the start. I think he only had 20 catches last year.
This is just an indication that the Rams are going to, as I think Sean McVay called it, a setup season. They're just trading anyone who's making money. It's pretty much gone. Jalen Ramsey, gone. Now Allen Robinson,
Leonard
gone.
Floyd, Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, I mean, just anybody that's got a big contract who isn't named Stafford, Kupp, or Donald is gone.
Now, amazingly, they only have 44 players under contract right now.
And you need 45 to field a team.
Correct. And generally speaking, teams have 60 to 70 players in terms of practice squad and all that. So they only have 44 players. Now, I read a big piece today. Credit some guy who wrote it.
huge piece.
And he says that there is no question that the Rams are trying to be innovative again. They're trying to accelerate the tanking process. They want to get it all out of the way really fast to set up 2024. And the way they're going to do that is they've got now 12 draft picks in this year's draft. They've eliminated all of their big number salaries. They have $65 million against the cap next year. So $65 million to spend next year in free agency and all of their draft picks next year. So they are really trying to gut the thing. And the question is, are they trying to gut the thing to the point where they have a shot at Caleb Williams?
Sure seems like it, doesn't it?
It really does.
And by the way, doesn't bother me.
It, you know, even as a season ticket holder, does not bother me at all. Caleb Williams is going to be an NFL superstar. It would be the start of a new era in Rams football where they could have one of those guys. You know, the Chargers have one of those guys. Joe Burrow's one of those guys. Jalen Hurts is one of those guys. Patrick Mahomes. This would be their answer for a quarterback who could be here for the next 10 years in Caleb Williams. So if that's the direction they're going, I am completely supportive. It will be a long season. It will be a season with mostly downs and very few ups. But if we wind up with Caleb Williams at the end of the day, I'm all in. I am for it.
All right.
Oh, we have some breaking news?
All right, so according to Fabian Ardaya of The Athletic, Mookie Betts is being placed on the paternity list, I'm told. So that means, congratulations to him. He's going to have a baby.
Way to go, man.
And also, Luke Williams is at Dodger Stadium speaking with teammates now. He's active tonight, a source tells The Athletic. Likely not ideal for Chris Taylor, who left last night's game with discomfort in his left side.
Okay, so okay. Will Smith
so no
on
Taylor,
the IL.
No Mookie.
And no Will Smith.
Yep.
Who's on the IL.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And they're below 500.
They're a game below 500.
They're playing the Mets, right?
Yeah. Ugh. This is starting to look like a very ordinary baseball team.
Yeah. Well, there's an average team. Long season. Long season.
Yeah, but I don't see the way they get better unless they make a move. I mean,
well, if they trade for Tim Anderson, they could get better.
Sure. I mean, if they trade for Willy Adames from the Brewers, they get better. I mean, there are ways for them to get better, but I still think they are trying to stay below the salary cap so they can sign Shohei Ohtani.
Aren't they
next
above
year.
It though?
I don't know the answer to that.
I thought they were $5 million.
By the way,
above
for the second time in this segment, if that's what they're doing, don't have a problem with it.
You're going to flush the season
if they get Ohtani? Yes. Do they get Ohtani next year?
I'm not flushing the season, even if it is for Ohtani.
Oh man, I would. Ohtani on the Dodgers?
Oh, I mean, it's incredible, but I'm not willing to flush a season. They have too much talent to flush a season.
So why wouldn't you say that about the Rams?
Because they don't have any talent.
Well, they have Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald and Matthew Stafford, and I mean they
full
have
stop.
Yeah.
Period. Full
Sean
stop.
McVay.
That's it.
You know?
Sean McVay clearly in on it. Bergman, do you know are the Dodgers under the salary cap?
So they were at the beginning of the year. We've talked about it a bunch of times where Miguel Rojas was $5 million and they were $5 million above the cap. So I don't know what they are at the moment. I'd have to look it up. But also the lineup is out, and James Outman is leading off.
I support that.
I do too.
I support that.
Absolutely.
James Outman has been fantastic for them. I think he is arguably the biggest contributor in terms of the young guys. Miguel Vargas hasn't been great.
He gets on base.
He gets on base. Yeah,
he walks a lot. Yeah.
But I think
at this lineup. This lineup is not something that is going to put fear into anybody. James Outman, Freddie Freeman, J.D. Martinez, Max Muncy, Jason Hayward, Miguel Vargas, David Peralta, Miguel Rojas, Austin Barnes.
They're obviously facing a right-hander because Peralta's in and Hayward's in.
Right. But still, even so, like none of these guys from five down does nothing for me.
Yeah, the bottom of the lineup is really dead.
Yep.
Bottom of the lineup's dead. I mean, they're going to need reinforcements if they want to compete. And, John, I understand the getting Ohtani, and ideally that's what they do. There's no guarantee because there will be other bidders for Shohei Ohtani. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you still want to win 90 games and get into the playoffs. And I'm not sure that this team is a team that's going to win 90 games and
well,
get into
I agree
the playoffs.
With that. Yeah, they could be. Hey, coming up, I want to ask you guys about something. Let's say you're on a plane, okay? In front of you is a pregnant woman with two little kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One of the little kids gets popcorn from the flight attendant and then spills it all over the aisle.
Right.
Who should clean it up?
Right. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that coming up next. Plus,
caller 71
there you
right
go.
Now.
Caller number 71.
877-710-ESPN. Do you have the Yacht Rock tracks? Plus, if you're on hold, you're going to have to write down one final one that we're going to do here.
Okay.
The surprise, the bonus.
The bonus Yacht Rock song.
Caller 71, load up the lines and talk to Corporate Greg.
Be at Mandy's 2. Caller number 71 right now, 877-710-ESPN. Don't call if you've not listened to the show and you don't know the name of every rock song,
Yacht
Rock song that we've used today. You got to know everyone. How many is what is the total?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Is that what everybody else has?
Yeah, that's what I got.
10.
You got to know 10 songs.
Beautiful.
In order to win. We'll start with caller number 71. We got a winner coming up next. It is Mandy's Day on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
This is the last Yacht Rock song.
Yes, indeed. A live imaging Tuesday. Mason in Ireland with a staple of Yacht Rock.
Yes.
John, one of your favorites. Baby Come Back by Player. That is the final Yacht Rock offering of the day. If you have all 10, like Gianni Gentile, right?
Yeah, Gianni Gentile.
Gentile. Caller 71 from Rancho Santa Margarita. Mace, he's on the line.
Gianni, you're on 710.
Yes,
what's
sir,
up, man?
Yes, guys. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Excellent. So you've been listening all day. You know all the Yacht Rock songs?
Guys, I'm a P1 listener. I listen all day, every day.
We like that terminology.
We have them all here.
We love that. All right, so here we go. 10 Yacht Rock songs. Go.
All right. Ride Like the Wind, Christopher Cross. Living Inside Myself, Gino Minnelli. Minute by Minute, the Doobie Brothers. Cannonball Run Theme by Chuck Mangione. Whenever I Call You from, as Chris says, the great Kenny Loggins. Cool Night by Paul Davis. When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman, Dr. Hook. Magic by Olivia Newton-John. And last and not least, Couldn't Get It Right. Oh, one more. Couldn't Get It Right, Climax Blues Band.
Right.
And the last one, Baby Come Back, Playa.
That's a great job.
That is excellent work right there.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Congratulations, Gianni Gentile, Rancho Santa Margarita. You're going to be in the house Saturday, June 10th at the Commerce Casino.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Gianni, we will see you there.
Gianni,
what
are you going to wear, Gianni?
Oh, I'm going to wear a nice suit. I'm going to be dripping with some of that, you know, swag, as Jorge says.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to bring my beautiful wife, and it's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Gianni, what's your wife's name?
Her name is Brianna.
Brianna. Well, we look forward to meeting you, Gianni, and your wife, Brianna. It's going to be a party at the Commerce Casino. Congratulations,
man.
Congrats.
Thank you guys so much.
Gianni,
thanks so much for being
a P1, man.
Thank you for listening.
Paying very close attention.
I want to tell
station.
You, Mace, you doubted the Yacht Rock bit today, and I told you the power of John Ireland.
Yeah,
the power of the Yacht Rock on
power
a Live Imaging Tuesday.
Who am I?
Look at that.
Second guess.
A P1 listener just rattled off 10 Yacht Rock joints.
It's amazing. It's
seriously.
Amazing.
Mace, if you have Apple Music, right?
I do.
They have a Yacht Rock playlist. Download it. Get with the times.
Get with the times. The times are like 1978. I'm not
exactly
getting with the times of 1978.
We just pulled off one of the greatest bits in the history of this show.
It was fantastic. I thought it was amazing. I seriously, obscure music, and this guy knew all of it.
Yep, good for him. That's the guy listening.
Continues now.
Okay, so Mace, let me tell you this story.
Okay.
There is a pitcher, all right, for the Blue Jays named Anthony Bass. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Anthony Bass. Sure, he's bounced around a little bit.
Yeah, he's not very good. He's got an ERA over 7.
Yeah.
Okay. So the other day, Bass tweeted that his wife, Sydney, who is pregnant at 22 weeks, was traveling on a United Airlines flight with their 2-year-old and 5-year-old kids. He claims the flight attendant made his wife get on the floor of the aircraft and pick up the popcorn mess made by his daughter.
Ooh.
Here's what he tweeted. The flight attendant at United just made my 22-week pregnant wife traveling with a 5- and 2-year-old get on her hands and knees to pick up a popcorn mess made by my youngest daughter. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
And he sent out a picture. He said, one last comment about today's incident. United provided the popcorn, not my wife.
So it was United's popcorn that the kid spilled. Okay.
And then he continued to tweet about it, and he said, why is it on, people didn't like, or Anthony Bass didn't like that they made his wife do this.
Right, right. She had to crawl around and clean up the popcorn.
And people are mad at him. They're saying it's issues of entitlement. Why is it on the flight attendant or the cleanup crew that comes on the aircraft afterwards responsible for the mess? They should clean it up. And he said the cleaning crew is there to clean it up. He's getting kind of hammered.
Right.
Because people feel like he's acting entitled, like the flight attendants should have, immediately cleaned up the mess that his family made.
Yes.
And then people are hammering him for his ERA. Bass and his 7.1 ERA, not cleaning up any messes out of the bullpen this season either.
I cannot defend the ERA.
But What do you think should have happened on the plane?
You got a sloppy kid, you crawl around and you clean it up. That's what I say.
You know what I say?
What?
If I'm a fellow passenger,
yep,
and I see a woman 22 weeks pregnant on her hands and knees cleaning up popcorn, I'm on the floor cleaning it up and telling her
yeah,
to sit down.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Where were the other passengers on this flight? And by the way, I obviously am on more planes than anybody.
Right, but they're charters. So you don't see ladies with popcorn, pregnant
right,
ladies with popcorn.
But I know because I'm on so many planes, I've gotten to know a lot of flight attendants.
Right.
I do not know a flight attendant who would have made somebody do this. I all the flight attendants I know would say, oh, let's get that cleaned up, or they would come over and clean it up. I just can't believe the other people on the plane didn't come to her aid. I don't think this pregnant woman should have been made to clean up the mess. How about you?
I'm trying to think, would I have gotten out of my seat?
You absolutely would have.
And cleaned up this.
I've been around you in situations like
yeah,
this.
You know,
absolutely
I would.
Would have.
I'm a do the right thing guy. I would definitely do it.
Bergman, where are the other passengers on this flight?
They absolutely should have gotten down there and helped her out. That's ridiculous. There's a pregnant woman.
22 weeks, and she's got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old. Come on,
yeah,
man.
You go down and you help them out. I don't care who you are. You absolutely help the woman out. It's ridiculous. She shouldn't
people
be down there, period.
People with little kids need help on flights. I've told stories many times about my son getting airsick and everybody being great about it.
Right.
This was a bad move, not only by the flight attendant, but also by the other passengers not coming to her aid.
Jorge?
Yeah, I have a kid, so, you know, I help out other parents when they're struggling with their kids.
What about if Maite spills a bunch of popcorn in the aisle? Are you crawling around picking it up, or are you letting the flight attendant do it or making her
do it? No, it's my duty to pick it up because it's her mess. But
and, Jorge, if I saw it, I would get out of my seat and help you.
Yeah, thank you. See, I would take the help, too.
Yeah, I would absolutely take that. Yeah, you're right. Where were the other passengers?
They're lazy.
Maybe
they got their headphones on, and they don't care.
Maybe they're Blue Jays fans, and they saw ZRA.
Yep, gotta be.
Stop, dude.
Not putting out fires, making them.
Yep.
All right.
I don't care if it's Phil Bickford spilling popcorn. If his wife's pregnant, I'm helping him out.
Bickford. Come on, Bickford. I don't know. You know, Bickford
is terrible.
And Vesia together. That's a combo right there.
I really like them in the same inning.
Still help them if their kid spills popcorn.
Yeah. All right. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for some Game of Games. I see Jacob Imrani here. He's going to be playing. It is Ireland's game today. He sent it to Bergman yesterday. Bergman says he didn't read it.
What if I can prove it that I didn't
read
it?
No, because you can reset
it
to.
How could you prove it?
Read to new. You can reset it back.
No. It's in my deleted mail. It's in my deleted mail.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you didn't look at it.
But it's not red. If it's blue, it means.
But you can mark it as
red.
You can mark it again as red.
I can mark it as red, but it's not.
Can he mark it as unread? That's the question. Can you mark an email that's been read as unread?
But you can mark it as read.
I showed it to Amanda.
He has not opened it.
I've not opened it.
I saw it with my own eyes. Right, I can vouch for him.
Now let's do another vote. Should Bergman be allowed to play? I say yes. He's generally an honest guy. Jorge?
No.
No. Boss
Amanda?
Haters?
Yes, he should play.
No. Yes, he should play. Ireland?
Hell no.
Hell no.
He's out.
Well, you guys are just scared of him.
Wait a minute, it's
2-2.
Ask Jacob.
You're scared.
Okay, Jacob,
you're the lawyer.
You're the deciding vote, Jacob. Should Bergman be allowed to play this game?
Should I be allowed to play the game, Jacob?
If we can actually see that you have not...
But you can mark it as red again. Once you read it, you can mark it as red again.
You'd have to mark it as unread.
I'd have to mark it as unread.
Right.
Okay, Jacob is investigating right now. He's having an investigation.
This is my deleted mail.
Okay, he's looking. Jacob Imrani, the great
Jacob
Imrani.
Hey, Greg, is it still bold, like, as it is unopened?
Right, it'll be blue and bold.
Yes, it's still bold.
There's John Ireland, Game of Games.
It is not open.
Jacob Imrani, you get the final say.
Jacob, yes or no?
Jacob says yes.
All right, Bergman, you're in.
There you go. And, by the way, Greg is also suing you. Jacob was here. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Jacob Marani's going to play along. So is Bergman. 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and the great Jacob Marani is here. Jacob, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
Oh, hang on one second. There we go.
All right, there we go. I am doing fantastic.
Yes, after that win, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm still smiling.
Yes. It is.
Got to get one more tomorrow, Jacob.
John, that's why you're there. We know that you're going to make sure we get one more.
Well, so I ran into Austin Reeves this morning walking off the elevator.
Yep.
And I said, hey, feel about tomorrow? He goes, we need to play like we got our ass kicked in game one.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't get cocky.
So they're dialed in.
You know what I say?
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
Oh, there's Cappy. He's upset that we didn't use his. All right, Game of Games, and Ireland, it's your game today. Bergman's playing, Jacob's playing, Jorge's playing, Boss Amanda left, so here we go.
Thanks a lot, Jacob. Right?
Appreciate it.
Four players, Greg?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I am, of course, in Memphis, the home of Graceland and Elvis Presley.
Yes.
With that in mind, I have an Elvis Presley quiz.
Oh.
Ooh. Greg, as you already know.
Overrated.
It's true or false.
Okay.
So everybody has a shot. Here we go. Number one. Elvis bought Graceland in 1957 for only $22,500. In 2020, the estate was valued between $150 and $200 million. True or false, Jorge?
False.
Greg?
False. It was bigger.
Mace.
False.
Jacob.
I will go true.
Jacob should have gone with the crowd. It's false. He paid $102,000 in 1957, and it's now worth between $400 and $500 million.
Whoa.
All right. So everybody's on the board except for Jacob. Number two. Elvis had a twin brother born minutes after he was in Tupelo, Mississippi. True or false, Greg?
False.
Mace.
I would have known that. False.
Jacob.
False.
Jorge.
False.
You're all wrong.
Oh, I knew it.
35 I minutes knew. After Elvis Aaron Presley was born on January 8th, 1935, his mother gave birth to his identical twin, Jesse, who was unfortunately stillborn. However, this phantom brother haunted Elvis during his life, and he spoke about his twin often.
Mm.
All right, number three. Elvis never performed an official concert outside of North America. True or false, Mace?
That's interesting. I'll go true.
All right, Jacob.
I'll go true.
Jorge.
True.
Greg.
The word official is making it weird. I'm going to be different and say false.
You should have gone true.
Damn it.
Aside from five performances in Canada in 1957 and an unofficial one in Paris while he was on leave from the Army, Elvis performed exclusively in the United States.
Wow, interesting.
See, yeah, it's unofficial. It was unofficial.
Yeah, it's the official one that actually made it.
Yeah, the official one.
So it's Jorge 2, Mason 2, Greg and Jacob 1 each. All right. Jacob, this one's coming to you. The first sitting president to visit Graceland was John F. Kennedy. He visited with his wife, Jackie, in 1961, and there is a picture of Elvis with the couple still on the wall at Graceland today. True or false?
I will say false.
Jorge.
That is true.
Greg.
It sounds too true. False.
Mace.
It sounds completely false. False.
It is false.
Yes.
Dang.
In 2006, George W. Bush became the first sitting U.S. president to visit Graceland when he traveled there with Japanese Prime Minister Yunichiro Koizumi.
Oh, very nice.
Good job, John.
I butchered that name.
Yes, you
who
did.
Was a diehard Elvis fan.
And
all right.
Tentacupo.
Mason has the lead.
Yes.
All right, need next more. One. In 1964... Elvis bought a 160-foot yacht from Frank Sinatra called the NFT. It was named after Sinatra's three children, Nancy, Frank, and Tina. Elvis was a Sinatra fan, so he kept the name until he sold the yacht in 1972. Jorge, true or false?
False.
Greg.
True.
Mace.
Too clever to have been made up. I'll say true.
Jacob.
I have to go opposite Mace. I'll say false.
You'll be glad you did, Jacob. I completely made it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I got to give
it. I got it, too.
Big ups on making that up. That
was
good.
All right, so now.
Do you believe me that I haven't seen this yet?
No.
Okay, so it's tight. Jorge 3, Mace 3, Jacob 3, and Greg 2.
Oof.
Everyone's in it.
Oof.
All right. Three more and a tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
At the height of his popularity, Elvis's favorite sandwich remained peanut butter, bananas, and bacon. True or false, Greg?
Well, that is his favorite one. True. This is weird. False.
You're going false. All right. Mace.
I'm going to go false.
Jacob.
I'm going to go true.
Jorge.
False.
Jacob's got the lead.
What? Come on. I never heard there was bacon. I always heard it was a peanut butter nanner sandwich.
I got more details for you.
Okay.
From his beloved fried peanut butter bacon and banana sandwiches to his fool's gold sandwich, which was essentially an entire white loaf of bread hollowed out and filled with peanut butter, bacon, and bananas. Elvis loved to combine those three things.
I'd like to say it's no surprise that there was a fat Elvis after hearing that.
All right, Jacob 4, Jorge 3, Mace 3, Greg 2. All right, next one. Michael Jackson was famous for owning a chimp, Bubbles, but Elvis was first. He owned a chimp who was a big hit at Graceland parties. True or false, Jacob?
I'm going to go true.
Jorge.
False.
Mace.
How many are left?
After this one, we have one more in a tiebreaker.
True.
And Greg.
I need to go opposite, right? So false, right?
You're going false?
I need to go opposite of Jacob. So false.
All right. It's true.
Yeah, I knew that.
Buying the chimp from a children's entertainer in Memphis, Elvis had a chimp named Scatter, reportedly even changing his underwear personally. Scatter was notorious for his penchant for peeking under women's skirts, which his owner found hilarious. Scatter, a regular source of entertainment.
That monkey would be canceled today.
All right. Okay. Jorge and Greg are out. It is down to Mace and Jacob.
Okay.
And we got one question left.
Jacob has
Jacob
to go first.
Leads by one. He has to go first.
Mace is like really giving me that look
in,
right now.
This is it, man. This is it. It's all going right. down.
All right.
Okay, Jacob. Elvis had a black belt in karate. True or false?
I am going to go with true.
Mace, you going false?
Yeah, I know it's true, but I'll go false.
It is true. Yeah. While in the Army, Elvis developed a fascination with martial arts, especially karate, took twice weekly lessons over the following 15 years. Get a load of this.
Can I start screaming, I am him?
Yes. Yeah. He advanced to a 7th degree black belt.
Wow.
Jacob Himrani.
Yeah, Jacob Himrani.
Yeah.
Jacob with the victory. Very nice, Jacob. Well, we'll do the tiebreaker for the heck of it.
Cut.
How many of Elvis's songs appeared on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in America? Closest without going over. How many of Elvis's songs appeared on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in America? Jacob.
20.
Mace.
60.
Greg.
0. He stole them all.
Oh, stop.
Jorge.
I'll say 15.
The winner is Mason. 114.
Wow. Okay, that many?
Wow. 149. 114 were in the top 40. 40 were in the top 10. 18 went to number one. 149 total.
Yeah.
Wow.
And well done, Jacob Imran.
Well Thank done, you, sir.
Jacob nice job, Jacob.
So we were talking, John, about the Lakers before we went on the air here. Jacob is unbelievably excited and for good reason, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I am so excited. I mean, what a weekend to watch that game. They came out and did what they were supposed to. Stole home field back.
Yep.
And now we got it going Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Says
Tomorrow
Pepe.
Night here in Memphis, it's an early tip, 4:30. So it's going to start at 4:30 in L.A.
Oh, that's right. It's a short show for it'll be me and Andy tomorrow. Short
yeah,
show
you guys
leading
only have
in.
2 hours. And I just got word from the NBA. It's actually going to tip pretty quick to that 4:30 tip time. 4:35 is the official tip.
Okay.
Wow.
Jacob, you going to get out to any of these games?
I'm definitely going to get out, hopefully, for the Monday
game
night
game.
Game
3 Saturday, Jacob. Game 4 on Monday.
Yes. We'll definitely be there on the Monday night one. And, you know, I'll tell you, we were just talking with Mason. I actually would like Ja to play Wednesday night because I feel like
Me
the
too.
Lakers get up for the big players. And anytime someone's not playing, I feel like we play down to that level, just like we did against Phoenix towards the end of the season, just like how we played in the playing game. You know, they get up for those games. And, you know, I really do hope. We want to beat them. We want to beat them square.
Ireland, what are the odds? What's the latest on that? Do you have any update?
On John Morant?
On John Morant.
He is officially, he's a game time decision. He's in a lot of pain. He was able to dribble and shoot with his right hand a little bit yesterday, but it's not good. It's most of the Memphis people I'm talking to say they'll be surprised. They say he may give it a go, but they'll be surprised if he'll be a factor if his hand doesn't get better overnight.
Have you heard the way Chris Morales likes to say John Morant's name?
The French pronunciation?
The French is Jean Morant. Jean Morant. Isn't that what he says?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jean Morant.
Jean Morant. Not French. Hey, Jacob, great seeing you. Game of Games is there's some French music. We're in a cafe with Jean Morant. Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That is 844-24-JACOB. Go Lakers. Great seeing you, Jacob.
Great seeing you. Go Lakers.
Coming up next is Super Crosstalk. There he is. Everybody's in the house today.
Yeah. Shana,
what's going on? Cappy is here.
Yeah.
Morales is here.
I'm waiting for Cappy to get. I got a quick bit, but.
Oh, you got a quick bit for Cappy?
Well, for the whole Mishwaka.
Oh. Okay.
While we wait for Cappy to get his stuff together, ESPNLA.com. Tickets are still available in Tier 2.
Yes.
For the Mandy Awards, $25 each. Zoom in. It's the third little section, the green bubbles.
Yes.
Even if it's a solo seat. Yeah. If you're by yourself, buy it. We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
You're going to make new friends.
You'll hook up.
You could hook up.
Yeah.
Couple things.
Yes.
Why do you look like John Denver today?
I'm wearing my Canadian tuxedo.
Okay. I'm just curious. And then also, do you really believe...
By the way, his big song is Mountain High.
Rocky, yeah, it is.
Which is very appropriate.
Appropriate for you. Now, do you actually believe your Hamburglar take? Like, is that a real thing?
No, that's a real take.
I mean...
That's my skip.
I'm with Ireland on this. First of all, have you ever not watched something fictional that has, like, a protagonist and an antagonist?
The Hamburglar is targeted at little kids. He is a burglar.
Right. Have you ever watched...
Why would you encourage burgling?
The... burgling?
Yes.
Burglaring. And also... Have you noticed that the Hamburglar never gets away with it in those commercials?
No.
It would be like
they only show you the ones where he got caught.
It would be like
well, that's the whole point, is that they let him get caught.
Yeah, see, I saw a poster. He's wanted.
Right.
In many states for stealing
Ireland
burgers.
Ireland is right on this. It is
no,
a fictional character.
I'm going the Skip,
I mean, come
I'm
on,
going
Mason.
The Skip Bayless take. No, he's a
and
burglar.
And Skip Bayless absolutely believes all his takes.
Okay, I believe mine. Yeah. He's a burglar. Don't teach kids to burgle.
Is Ireland still there?
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, okay. Ireland, I agree with you. I think Mason is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club. But the Hamburglar's harmless.
Yes.
Real quick, I want to do this real quick, and then I got to go get some coffee with Lindsay and get ready for the show. Do you want to hand your game check from yesterday over to Sedona?
Sure.
Oh, wow.
I thought Sedona was great.
Because he carried you yesterday.
Yeah, well, he did.
He had you on the ropes, Mason.
I had him on the ropes?
I thought we had a lot of fun, but apparently you were carrying
me. We reignited the alliance.
We really did.
Then he came in and did 3 hours carrying Cappy.
Yeah.
and you want to know why?
Why?
You want to know why?
Because you're gutless.
Gutless.
You're gutless, Mason. Yeah. Mason, you're gutless. Before you walk in and you say, hi, good morning, how are you, nice to see you, how's it going?
You're gutless.
Yeah.
It never ends.
He shows up in character.
Right, he never ends.
Yeah,
it never ends. It goes on and on.
But I do want to, you guys were both, I had so much fun working with you.
You did, you sent a nice text afterwards.
Yeah, I had a great time. Yeah. Cappy, great time. Ireland, you would have loved the show. I know you were, you were probably
We had a guest, Ireland.
Yeah, we had a guest.
I heard, George, you pulled somebody up on your FaceTime.
I did. Greg brought up Zach Harper when we were The Athletic, when we were talking about the charge stuff with Kevin Love and Giannis and AD and Ja. And he's like, your buddy Zach Harper agrees with me that the charge should be legislated out. So I FaceTimed Zach and I said, why do you have such a stupid take?
I'm surprised you got a guest in on our show, George. That's
well,
very
the
hard
only
to
way
do.
It works is if you take your phone,
FaceTime
you call
them.
Somebody,
yes.
and you hold it up next to the microphone.
Right.
Hey, have you guys seen this playoff survey in The Athletic?
Do you want me to try somebody else, Ireland, see if Greg will allow it?
Well, if you do it on your phone, then you can't do anything about it.
Yeah. What are you going to do today?
I don't know. We'll see. Hold on. Let me pull somebody.
You can't let me win.
All right, so while you're doing that, let me bring this up.
Yeah.
The Athletic spoke to 108 players, okay?
Uh-huh.
108 current NBA players.
Yeah.
How many of the 108 said they think the Lakers can win the title this year?
38.
What do you think, Mace?
45.
Cappy?
46.
Zero.
Zero.
Wow.
Zero of 108.
Did you just say, wow?
Wow.
I thought that's what you said.
Who are you FaceTiming, Mason?
Wow.
This is Jerry Hairston Jr.
Oh, okay.
Jerry Hairston.
Let me try
Jr.
Mina. Hold on.
Are you going to try Mina?
Nope, sorry. Who no, not try? Mina. I'm going to try mine now.
Who are you going to try?
Just, I'm going to try. Hold on.
Oh, wait. You won't tell us until after they come on or don't come on?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's the best way to do the bit. Best,
that's okay. The only way it works.
See, I think it's better to know who you're trying.
No.
This way we
no,
find out if this person this is a big willing
surprise.
To do it.
Oh, I can't call Clay
look at,
Helton.
Look at Shadano. Look at him. He's like in front of the camera.
Right? You almost called Clay Helton?
Yeah, Clay Helton.
What did he say? Hold
no,
on.
I didn't. I don't
in a meeting. He's in a meeting
in
right
a meeting.
Now.
Who is it?
Who did you try?
Keyshawn.
Oh, Keyshawn's a good call. Ireland, do you have anybody on your phone you want to call?
No. Nobody. I never FaceTime anybody.
Well, that's the
Bill,
whole
like
thing.
Bill McDonald only uses
Michael
FaceTime.
Imperioli?
Yeah, call him.
No, I can't.
Let's talk about White Lotus.
Okay. Let's talk about White Lotus.
Yeah.
Have you seen White Lotus?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
That's true. That
I did.
For Jorge.
Yeah.
He loves. Let me see.
Jorge, you like White Lotus?
I don't know. It's funnier with Mace.
Yeah. Okay.
Jorge, you don't like White Lotus?
It's funnier with Mace.
I've never watched White Lotus.
Oh, you got to watch White Lotus. It's really good. Ireland, you don't have anybody you want to call?
No.
Come on, play the game.
What don't I know?
No, but I don't call people. I just text people.
Right,
I'm serious.
But that's the whole random part is that the FaceTime.
Yeah, nobody would answer.
No,
they would know it's fake.
No, they wouldn't. They would be like,
wow, why is Ireland FaceTiming me?
John Ireland is FaceTiming. This must be important. Yeah. And then they answer.
I no one I've ever FaceTimed other than my family has answered it.
Okay,
what about
hold
Sasha
on.
Vujicic?
Right, hold on. Let me try someone else. Hold on.
Who are you trying now?
Just let me do it, damn it.
Yeah, do it. Do it. Do it.
Hold on.
Do it. Okay, there you go. I'm ringing.
It's going right now.
Yeah.
This is great radio right here.
Oh, it is great. It's
riveting.
Fascinating to see who's going to pop up.
Riveting. Riveting.
Let's Anybody?
See. Still going. Come on.
I got a good one.
There it is. It's connecting.
It's
there
connecting.
He is.
Okay.
Mike Trudell, ladies and
Mike
gentlemen.
Trudell, what's
everyone's
up?
Favorite sideline
Not
reporter.
Mine. Not my favorite.
Hello, Trudell. You're on Crosstalk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's me, Mason, wow. Ireland from Memphis, probably in a hotel room near you, and Cappy.
Well, how are you guys doing?
Good. What do you know about John for tomorrow night?
It seems like he's going to play.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Now, that
breaking
is news.
That is breaking
That's
news.
Conflicting information from what we've been told earlier.
Yes. They've gone out of their way to sort of say, you know, x-rays were negative. There isn't necessarily something structural. It's going to be a pain tolerance thing. So, George, usually when I hear pain tolerance, that's usually like, essentially it's on the player to decide if he's going to play. And if you listen to Job postgame, he didn't sound like he was going to be ready, but 2 days between games, he did a little shooting, some dribbling. You know, I think the Lakers are prepping as if he's going to play.
Oh, wow. There you go. Mike Trudell breaking
that
it down.
That is breaking news right there.
At Lakers reporter on Twitter, by
yes,
the way. That's why he has that handle.
Trudell, any other breaking news?
Wait, we could hear Chris laughing.
Yeah. Have you been
through the soundproof glass.
Have you been to Gus's Fried Chicken?
Have you been to Gus's Fried Chicken, Mason?
We're going tonight.
We are going as soon as we have to wait for Ireland to get done trading barbs with Mason, and then we are heading to Gus's.
There you go.
Excellent.
You go. Well, you are a great surprise guest, Mike Trudell, and some breaking news too. The sense is
hence why he's everyone's favorite sideline
exactly.
reporter.
Not my favorite.
Except
not mine.
Kaplan, apparently.
Not mine.
Who is your favorite?
I told you this. I love Lisa Salter. She's my favorite.
Lisa Salters
That's
is
right.
number one. Lisa Salters is great.
Pam
yes.
Oliver is number two.
Good company. That's good company.
You're number three, George.
I'm number three.
You
Trudell
number
is
three.
Two.
No, Trudell is four.
Trudell is four?
Trudell has been moved down
Who's
to four.
Who's two?
I told you, Pam Oliver.
Pam Oliver. Also
Pam
great company.
Oliver.
Yes, also great company.
You're my favorite?
Who?
John Ireland.
going old school. Going old school. Yep. John Ireland.
Throwback.
Got Shaq to curse on television.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
That's
you go.
Exactly right.
Didn't even try.
Yeah.
Trudell, have a great series, man.
All right, Trudell. We'll see you later.
All right, guys. See
you. All right, that was a good one.
There you go.
How come we all feel like we have to yell because George has Trudell on FaceTime?
Because he can't hear you through the phone.
He couldn't hear us through the phone, so we had to do that.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah. How cold-blooded was that of Sedano? That's like
to what?
Sitting next to your wife and you FaceTime the girl you want to be with right next to her. That's what Sedano just did to Cappy.
What do you mean?
Oh,
what does that FaceTiming mean? Trudell right in front of Cappy like, oh hey, buddy.
Yeah. Fourth best sideline reporter.
Yeah.
And that's,
you know,
a
why, you know why Sedano did that?
Why?
Because he's gutless.
He's gutless.
Hey, listen,
Trudell and I have shared moments. The families have shared moments. Oh, we've had pomegranate mimosas on the beach together as a
Trudell
family.
Trudell used to be our lead-in.
I know.
The Thompson and Trudell show.
I mean, I got to get to the Ireland mansion because of the Trudell party.
I was not invited.
No one else
party.
Was invited
great
to.
Party. You were not there.
I was there.
Chris
was
not
invited.
There. You're gutless. Yeah. You were not there.
Ireland.
Gutless.
There was that great taco truck that was at your house, Ireland.
We will take gutless from him today.
We're going to burn it out.
Using it today.
We're owning that.
You mad, bro?
I mean, so, you know, if Keyshawn texted me, he was in a meeting, so I told him to text to fire back when he's done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
you want me to call Michael Caine? He's in my phone for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, you told me this
yesterday.
The great
Michael Caine.
Do you see
Michael
if he picks Caine? Up? It would be funny.
Oh, it would be funny.
The actor Michael Caine?
Yeah, the actor Michael Caine is in my phone.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
I mean, more recent Alfred from, the Batman
from the Batman
movies. The Dark Knight movies.
Right now. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is Steve Martin. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Amazing movie. Incredible film, as a matter of fact. Hey, so I have a question. So now that getting guests past Bergie is something that George has decided to do via FaceTime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we just start FaceTiming guests this way we don't check with anybody?
Yeah.
In other words, we don't say...
I think it's just random. I think it has to be random. Okay. Like, you never know who's going to tune in via FaceTime.
Yeah.
Right.
And just randomly
could happen at any moment.
Yeah.
Because I, before the show, walked in to see Lindsay Baseball.
Yeah. Right.
And I said, Lindsay, I'd like to bring a friend of mine on the air.
Oh, right. Who was it?
You know? And I
who
told
was it?
Her.
Yeah.
I told her who it was.
Who was
I
it?
I texted
you. Oh, is Neil Everett?
Neil Everett.
Oh, yeah. I love Neil Everett. I just texted with Neil Everett this weekend because he owns part of this restaurant.
Yeah, you told me that you went to a Mar Vista.
Taverna.
Yeah, yeah.
In Mar Vista.
So I said, hey, Neil, I think you'd be great with me and George. We got to get you
Why doesn't
on.
He just come in studio, though, on a day he's doing the show?
I don't know why. But he said, hey, dude.
That's probably easier to do.
That's it. Fine. But I said to Lindsay Baseball, hey, I'd like to get Neil Everett on the show. And I could feel Lindsay's apprehension. She's like, you know, this
actually no, Cappy.
Like
you
idea.
Came in and said it when I was prepping everything for our show today, and it was just kind of like, hey, just so you know. So we didn't have a chance to discuss it. So
no,
don't,
I know, no, we
don't,
didn't discuss
don't
it.
Act like I was
Neil's
just like, nope,
big,
hey, nope, can't do it.
Neil's a big fan of the station.
I said okay,
big fan.
I said okay, we'll talk during a break.
What else did you say? Tell me what else you said.
I said okay, we'll talk during a break.
No,
that's what I said.
Come on.
That's all I said.
No.
I said I asked who he was because I don't know who he is.
She doesn't watch SportsCenter.
Right, that's what she told me. She goes, I don't watch SportsCenter, so I don't know who he is. I'm like,
I Googled his name and it said
Neil.
Like, you know.
Wait a second,
is that Neil calling?
We got Neil.
It's Mason. Can I put you on the air?
Yeah, speaker. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Neil Everett joining us now.
Hey, Neil, it's Sedano. What's up?
Hey, Neil, it's Cap. What's happening, brother?
What's up? I'm on the air with Steve Mason right now. Don't bother me.
So Neil, I ate at your restaurant this week. Fantastic, man.
Was it good?
Oh, God, you killed it. That Saganaki where they set the stuff on fire was spectacular. Everybody yelled Opa and drank a shot of Ouzo. It was awesome.
Let's tell everybody where we're talking about, Steve. The Taverna in Mar Vista on Dennis Boulevard.
Hey, but didn't Giannis teach you in a commercial that they don't actually do that in Greece? They don't go Opa and break dishes?
That's exactly what Giannis taught us in a commercial.
Neil, Steve prefers to be called Mace.
Mace, okay. And you prefer to be called Cap?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, Cap. So what?
And George prefers to be called George.
No.
So he's the only one who's really got it right.
No, we call him Sedano.
I mean, there's that too.
Yeah, Sedano is officially the pronunciation.
Neil, when are you back? What, are you in studio at some point this week?
I am. I'm in studio. I'm in studio on the 25th is my next day of work.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, but I was trying to talk to Neil about coming
calendar.
On Sedano and Cap on Thursday.
Yeah, no, next Tuesday.
Right, but he's like, hey, George thinks we should do it in studio.
Yeah, come in studio and just do it and let's hang out for a little bit while you're here across the way.
Oh, I could do that. Mace has never invited me to the studio.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Wow.
Our producer, Greg Bergman, does not like us to have guests. And
I would
have
said yes to Neil
So
Everett.
From now on, we're just going to call on our own phones and hold them up to a microphone so we can get our guests.
It's our way to get around not having guests.
This is our way of having Neil Everett on the show today.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, the last time I saw George was Oregon coast town. As he walked down the street, he looked like he was several beers into it. And And I may have just visited the library as well. And I'm like, God, that guy looks just like George Sedano, but there's no way he could be here.
And I was there. And then Neil and I had another round of brewskis.
Nice.
You know, later in the day before he went golfing.
Now, Neil, you were at one of my last parties before everything went down. There's a brand new one planned for July 22nd. Mark your calendar. This is like a save the date thing.
I'm writing. Can I plus one?
Yes, you can definitely plus one. And I think you rode your bikes over for that. So you can ride your bike over.
Me and my plus one, we walk by your house all the time when we're walking the dogs, or we're down headed to the farmer's market, greatest farmer's market on the west side, the Mar Vista Farmer's Market.
Really is. Every Sunday morning.
Which is located about a half block from the Taverna Mar Vista.
Yes, there you go.
Figure as much. Yeah, figure as much.
Yeah. Hey, Neil, you want to plug the comedy show before you go?
Yes, it's called Ha Ha's for Heroes, and we're raising money for the Heroes Movement, which is a nonprofit veterans organization I'm involved with, where we provide gym memberships across the country for veterans, men and women, because they speak about one thing they really miss is the camaraderie and the organized structure of a workout that we provide. You know, we're all the hand to mouth, so to speak. You know, rely on fundraisers and the such. So we're having one at the American Legion in Pacific Palisades. We've got three comedians, Greg Fitzsimmons, Sue Ra, and Finesse Mitchell, who's been on Saturday Night Live, and Greg is on Sirius XM. Doors open at 6. We got dinner at 7. Showtime's 8. $100 gets you dinner and two drinks and all the laughs you'd expect, and you're helping the veterans. And if you don't want to help the veterans, you should leave the country.
Amen, wow. Brother. Amen.
George, that's like your go to hell.
And also,
you know?
anybody who's listening and decides, you know what, I'm going to go support the vets and I'm going to show up to this thing, you find me at there. I'll be there. I will buy your first drink for you.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. Neil's buying the drinks. All right. Hey, Neil, thanks for coming on, man. We'll see you soon.
Bye, Neil.
Bye, Neil.
Okay, so this is so I was on the Mace show today, right?
Yes.
This is technically crosstalk.
Super crosstalk.
Right. Between the two shows.
Where the shows all come together.
The 25th, it's all on Sedano and Cap.
Tell John Ireland if he's still on the radio, I miss him too.
Yeah, okay.
He's here somewhere.
Thanks, Neil.
All right, go Lakers.
Go Lakers. There you go.
All right, so I didn't know if Neil could hear me.
Probably not.
I stepped out, but I got to go. So I will talk to you guys from the arena tomorrow.
All right, great.
See you
tomorrow, John.
Are they kicking you out? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, no, you're out of the studio. We're doing another show.
Right.
They're
on Central Time, I think.
It's the Bobo and Happy show.
They're trying to
Memphis.
Get a very successful radio station.
I'm sure it is.
No, I'm not even joking.
I'm not.
92.9 ESPN.
Dude, that thing is a, first of all, it's a powerhouse.
Oh, yeah?
There. Yeah. Like, they do like 12 shares and stuff.
Oh, good for them.
Stuff like
that's
that.
Great.
But. Good for them.
That's good. I'm happy for him.
Right? But Ireland clearly wants to go to Gus's. That's why he left.
That's why he left.
Trudell ratted him out.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting way to bring guests on to the show.
Way of bringing on guests.
Yeah.
We don't tell the producers so they can't say no. We just FaceTime the guests.
What's more, we don't tell each other who's actually going to come on.
By the way, I would have said yes to Neil Everett. Just so we're clear.
He's an awesome dude.
I got
awesome
a great text from Trudell. I love Trudell.
Yeah.
He just said it was great to be on the station. Yeah. I said, well, great to hear your voice.
Yeah.
He goes, just let me know when you need me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cappy just gave you an up and down look.
Need him
there.
Pretty soon or what?
All right, I gotta go. We got me and Andy tomorrow, leading up to Lakers basketball.
Wow,
you know Andy's also gutless. Just so you know,
why is he gutless?
Andy's not gutless. Gutless because the more we say gutless, the less he'll say gutless.
Right, we're wearing out the term. Gutless.
Andy's great when he's on this show with you.
Yeah,
when it's Sedano, Andy, and Cap.
Yeah,
it was great with me a couple weeks ago when Cappy was.
He's always great with me.
SAK.
Yeah.
Sack.
All right. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Lots of stupidity with Sedano and Cap coming up next. 710 ESPN.